This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I can't stress it enough. Have the guts to speak up. What are your opinions about things? What are your thoughts? Can you speak up? Will you speak up? Or are you going to be one of those little quiet voices that just sits back and watches everything happen? A voyeur of life. Do you think you matter? Because to me, you do. I want to hear your opinions. Many of you, hey, Kev, here's what I'm thinking. Good for you. You got the guts to call. We don't have to agree. Good for you. You got the guts to reach out. You say, I matter. I know you. Many people, far too many of you, think you don't matter. You think you're just a little voice in the wilderness. So what? Be a little voice in the wilderness. But speak out. Oh, only the trees and the leaves and the birds will hear you. So what? Speak out. You matter. And that little voice is the one that gets you over the hump sometimes. We look at the news and we're like, oh, boy, all this stuff, and that, all these Democrats speaking out, it must be a big deal. No, it's not. They take their voice, that little bitty voice, and they give a megaphone to it. They make it sound like, oh, our ideas are the only ones that people care about. How much insanity can you take? Seriously. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Men as women. I'm talking about the trans movement. There is an industry promoting men as women, an industry promoting nonsense, talking about non-lactating this and non-penis having whatever. They got all kinds of names, euphemisms for men who become women. Men cannot become women. It's that simple. But they got enough people believing this BS that you can't ignore them. They teach it in education now. It's all over the place. Man, there's an industry around this. I'm not going to look into it because I don't care. But there is an industry of fooling men into believing that they're actually women. And there are people on the other side of this, including biological women, who will allow this to happen. What level of crazy do you have to be for this? There's a border invasion. Have you seen the videos? People coming across, I'm talking about by the hundreds, if not by the thousands. And finally, it's starting to get some press. But for the most part, people just go, oh, it's a big deal. That what's a big deal is you sit at Starbucks sipping your latte because it isn't going to confront you. Let me tell you something. It's going to confront you. These leftists think they've gotten away with something. Wait until that dude kills your daughter who happens to be jogging on a jogging path and he kills her. Or that guy that shoots your daughter as she's walking with her baby, for a stroll, etc. It's going to confront you. It isn't right now. And guess what happens when it confronts that leftist? The one who was so amenable. Oh, it's just they can't separate their babies and whatever else. Wait till it confronts them. Then you know what happens? They become instantaneous conservatives. How's that person even in the country anyway? Why did he have to rape my daughter? See, when it's not involving them, they don't care. Inflation. Really? It's good for you? The insanity of Joe Biden's policies. Show me where they work. Show me where people have benefited. Anybody. Pick your group. They were talking about, I didn't even get into it. Joe Biden is down with every ethnic group, every gender group, except the transsexuals. There's no place for Joe Biden to win. And we are struggling to get our message out? Speak up. You got the guts? I gave up a fat living by tweeting out what was my truth. It was a truth then, and it's a truth now. And so what? Fox doesn't come back and apologize. I know I'm right. I sleep good at night. standing on principle. Oh, is it? Are you kidding me? Do you think I don't like that six-figure income that I had from Fox? That it gave me a lot of peace of mind financially? Yes, it did. But you know what? I ain't selling my soul for anything. I got a love of a loving, living God, and a lot of people that believe as I do, and I know they'll support. They will help. They will do their parts. And I know it because they do it. And God gives me those signs every single day. And as much as I don't deserve it, He takes care of me. I'm not an evil person, but I'm just telling you, I've never deserved of that level of grace. It's a beautiful thing. Anyway, the insanity, folks, the blatant racism of the left, they finally censored Tlaib Rashid or whatever her name is. What's okay, great, she got censored. You think it changed her? You think it changed the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Palestinian marchers that are in this country, essentially terrorist cells waiting to attack us? You think it changed anybody? Speaking of which, the majority of those people that were out there marching, you want to know where they are? They're academics. They're in academia. They're kids going to colleges with your kids. The kids that they hate, the Jewish kids, the white kids, the conservative black kids, the pro-American kids, they hate them. They've been brought over here, and professors that are communists have been paid mega money to indoctrinate these kids. And we keep doing it. Oh, we love that education system, don't we? Keep feeding it. Give them their fat endowments. I have people tell me, Kevin, I don't want to, mess up my spot in the Harvard Club. Oh, how about you mess up your spot in life? Or the spot of your kid or your grandkid? Because that's what you're messing up. Speak up. What about this crime? Are you a victim of crime in any way? If you are, think a leftist. Cities are full of criminals. And you know who the biggest criminals are in these cities? The leadership. They're the criminals. They're the people that are ripping you off. They're charging outrageous taxes. They're chasing away their best and brightest. It doesn't drive me crazy because I don't live in them, but it certainly has gotten my attention. I'll put it that way. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about this hour. Speaking of people being chased out of cities, we got a good one for you. Lots more coming up. Keep it here, folks. Kevin Jackson's you listen to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network, items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely, products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftists know how to ruin things. They are experts, chaos agents. And the better something is, the more they want to ruin it. You got a good life? You better get a leftist away from you. They will try to ruin it. They will figure out how to throw a monkey wrench into the thing. And I'm calling them monkeys. Leftists prove routinely that they know how to ruin things. And let me tell you, the biggest and brightest objects of ruin are cities. Urban indoctrination centers, I call it. No need to pile on when it comes to how bad Democrat-controlled cities are, right? But what's the fun in not piling on, people? Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hey, do me a favor. Go check out the website, the Kevin Jackson Network. And while you're there, go to our store, shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Chris did an amazing job. We got new products coming in. And what I want each of my folks to do, especially my 500, the people that support us, go check out the shop. Let me know what you want. When you become one of the 500, all you got to do is pay shipping. We'll get you the product for free. So a lot of you have already started. Well, not as many as I'd like, but some of you started. And we'll get to that 500 come heck or high water. We will, because I know out of the millions of people who have seen me, I can get 500 of them that like me and want and say, Kevin, this $20 a month is a small price to pay to be a part of what you do. And unlike a lot of these other people, the big names, you know, I'll talk to you. You know, we text, we phone call, we write each other. You get thank you cards. You get, you will have a whole collection of stuff from, that may be worth the price of a cup of coffee when I'm dead, but you're going to get stuff back from me. And you can get on the phone with me. When I'm in town, I call you. You know that's what I do. And you're going to get special stuff. I'm going to do stuff that only you get to be a part of. So there'll be weekly, monthly meetings. I think they're getting it set up. All this cool stuff. And you're also going to get a glimpse behind the scenes when we're on vacation and doing things and talking politics and sitting around the campfire. And you're all of it. It's sitting there ready to go. Chris is putting it together. We're just understaffed. You're the ones helping to fund it. We've been asked about the Vision Summit. Some of the most amazing thought leaders and conversations happened at that C Vision Summit that you will get to see for free. Other people won't. They'll pay or don't see it at all. I don't really care. Here's the thing. I don't care if my audience grows beyond that 500. I don't, because you're the ones we will cater to. And I think that 500 will become more. I think it'll become 5,000. And the voice will get out there. And they won't be able to stop me. That's what we're looking to do. So when you join with me, you get personalized. And here's the thing. I enjoy you. It isn't like I'm doing it. Oh, God, all these people I got to talk. I enjoy you. If I don't text you back right away, it's because I'm busy. But you get a text back, then, and I'm going to tell you, there are people that are listening to this program right now. They're going, that's a fact. He does it. Come on, y'all. Bob, Carol, Ann, Albert, bunch of you. Andy, you guys know it. So that list is growing, and I'm happy that people are supporting us because we need it. I'm not going to be one of these people who go, oh, yeah. I'm not Ben Shapiro that's got a billionaire backing me. Now, I know there's some billionaires that want to hang out with me, but I don't know who they are. But my friends will tell me, Kevin, this billionaire in Texas loves your work. Well, get me in. Set me up. Let me talk to the dude. Oh, man. Anyway, let me get back to this. So leftists screw things up, and the cities are where they really jack it up. And one finds that the same situation in these Democrat-controlled urban hellholes. It's almost as if politicians use the same playbook all across the country. High crime rates, both petty and violent crime. Crime is so bad that cities now either ignore most of it or they plead felonies down to misdemeanors. And here's the irony of this little cycle of violence, is that leftist politicians see this tactic as a way to reduce jail and prison populations. So let me put this away that it's easy to understandable. Cities have become essentially open-air prisons. And that's just one example of a problem that's plaguing every city in America, every big city. And I should mention high taxes, but taxes pale in comparison to the inflation that these leftists cause or what petty theft cost. Petty theft is billions of dollars every single year. Here's what I found out about this. For every $330 worth of products stolen, a retailer has to sell an incremental $300,000 worth of goods to break even. This is what Bert Flickinger, manager of a retail consultancy called the Strategic Resource Group, said. He says, we've talked to retailers across America who say shoplifting is now 2 to 3% of their total sales. Now, that's up from 0.7% to 1%. Pre-pandemic. So post-pandemic, Joe Biden and the Democrats have created a marketplace of free. $330,000 worth of products stolen, and a retailer has to sell an incremental $300,000 worth of goods to break even. That's insane. Shoplifting traumatizes employees. I don't know if you've seen these studies on this, but these people don't want to go back to work. They're afraid. And now they don't want to go to work at all because they're like, what do? We just watch people walk out. How bad do you feel? You're there working for 15, 12 bucks an hour. And somebody comes in, walks out with $100 worth of product or $850 worth of products. How many hours do you have to work to watch somebody come in and steal right under your nose? A lot of these retailers are closing their stores. And you know where they close them? They close them in the neighborhoods that need them the most. The pharmacies, Walgreens, CVS, they're like, we're out of the hood. Why do we need to come here? It's insane. I'm not going to waste my time putting a store where people are going to come in and just steal me blind. And so this brings me to this point. There comes a time where even the successful people decide enough is enough. And MSNBC, I was reading a story. They explained the mass exodus from blue states to red states. And here's what they said. After analyzing IRS data, Bloomberg has identified a clear trend of wealth migration. From 2020 to 2021, states like Florida, Texas, Georgia, the Carolinas, Tennessee, collectively gained an impressive $100 billion in new net income. In contrast, the once thriving areas of Washington, New York, Boston saw their income streams decrease by $60 billion during the same period, a significant reversal that the IRS hasn't observed since they started collecting data in the 90s. When we come back, we're going to talk about this latest exodus.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. China threatening Taiwan was a topic during the third GOP presidential debate last night. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley said we need to modernize our military and arm Taiwan. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said we need more naval ships and the future of freedom is in the Indo-Pacific. The general consensus, though, was we needed to support our military against China. The White House taking note of the substantial voter turnout in support of abortion rights. According to Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the significance of that election night cannot be overstated. Defense officials say the U.S. conducted an airstrike on a weapons storage facility in eastern Syria used by Iranian-backed militants. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said he's fully prepared to take the necessary measures to protect U.S. personnel. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you look at Fox on a daily basis, I mean, do you remember the four boxes that you had that we had on all the TVs, right? Which is on my TV right now. So right now, just to give you a sense, so CNN, Pentagon, as many as 8,500 U.S. troops on heightened alert. Okay, true. Same on MSNBC. CNBC is doing their own thing about the market. And then on Fox is Jeanine Pirro talking about soft on crime consequences. I mean, what does that even mean, right? So there's an alternate universe on some coverage. What's scary about it is a lot of people watch that, and they think that the president isn't doing anything to address people's safety in New York, and that couldn't be farther than the truth.
I'd like to remind everybody that it was the Democrats, not the Democrats, who stormed the government that day and tried to kill the vice president.
Yeah.
Okay? And the Republicans now, coming up to the next election, which is next week, by the way, all they do is talk about crime, crime, crime. Well, I looked it up. Murders in major cities have fallen by 4% so far in 2022 compared with the same period a year ago. So crime is not on the rise. It's actually going down under Joe Biden.
Imagine the delusion you have to live under to believe either of those. Joe Biden's addressing crime in New York. He's addressing crime all over the country. Behar says crime's dropping under Biden. Really? Sadly, the reality differs from what these people believe, and that's true of leftism across the board. Welcome back, people. Captain Jackson here, playing Captain Kirk. This isn't even about crime. This is about what's happening in cities that's driving people out. And I gave you the numbers. Texas, Florida, these states are gaining $100 billion of new revenue from people leaving, and New York, Illinois, California, losing billions of dollars of revenue from rich people going, I've had enough. Now, I want you to just think about what I said earlier. $100 billion left is coming to Texas and these other states, Tennessee and others. $60 billion left the others. So there's still a gap somewhere because there's a lot more money, there's a lot more exodus, people coming into these states, bringing their billions with them. But what about when a guy who's worth $160 billion has had enough? Yahoo Finance talked about Jeff Bezos leaving Seattle, and here's what they wrote. After launching Amazon from a garage in Seattle in 1994, centibillionaire Jeff Bezos is leaving the Pacific Northwest behind and setting sail for Florida. That's right. My parents, they said, in an Instagram post, the world's third wealthiest person with a net worth of estimated $160 billion said he wanted to be closer to my parents after they recently moved back to Miami. My parents have always been my biggest supporters, he posted on his Instagram account, adding that his spacefaring company, Blue Origin, is increasingly shifting operations to Cape Canaveral. Florida also offers a financial benefit to the Amazon founder. It doesn't charge a capital gains tax, which for a man who has sold some $30 billion in stock since 2002, according to Bloomberg, can be quite substantial. Sure, folks, Jeff Bezos is leaving Seattle, Washington, in order to get closer to his folks. Now, I believe Jeff Bezos has enough money, y'all correct me if I'm wrong here, that he could have moved his folks to Seattle, right? But Bezos didn't just move to Florida. He heavily invested in the state. He put his business there, the space business in Cape Canaveral. If you could say, Kevin, it makes sense. They got other places to launch. He bought a $68 million mansion on a small man-made island called Indian Creek. They refer to it as Billionaire's Bunker. He bought that in August. Then in October, he dropped another $79 million. You want to know why? He didn't want a neighbor, so he bought his neighbor's place. This guy spent $150 million to be in a private little enclave, Billionaire's Bunker. But Miami isn't the only place he lives. In addition to his collection of luxury cars, private Gulfstream jets, he owns multiple properties in Florida valued at $500 million. Now, how about them taxes? Bezos can easily drop that kind of coin on his new Florida properties, and not just because he's one of the richest men in the world or the richest man who ever lived. As it turns out, he's going to save 7% on one tax alone in leaving Seattle, Washington. The Washington State Supreme Court upheld a 7% tax on capital gains that took effect in January of 2022. Despite a legal challenge. And the ruling was considered historic because the legislators in Olympia took the opposite view of the IRS. They classified the tax as an excise tax rather than an income tax. So what the people in Washington did was they said, okay, we can't have an income tax because it's against the rules of legislation. So we're going to figure out how to still tax people with this excise tax. So they imposed a 7% excise tax. They circumvented the income tax under the state law. They figured out how to squeeze more money out of their citizens from a law that was prevented, that was implemented to prevent them from doing exactly what they did. And more was coming because the majority of the voters in Seattle wanted a similar capital gains tax for the city. They didn't just want it for the state. They were like, well, if we can get it for the state, well, heck, if we got around it there, we can get around it in the city. And Jeff Bezos went, you know what? I think I'm going to take my $2.1 billion that would be charged in taxes, and I'm going to move. In other words, one tax on that $30 billion, one little tax, was enough to pay for everything that Jeff Bezos just bought in Florida. The taxes. Now, here's the real interesting part of this story. This is a guy who targeted Donald Trump. He bought the Washington Post so he could go after Donald Trump, the man who was doing everything he could to make business life easier. Everything Bezos is facing today. Do you know they want to unionize the Amazon, costing them money? Everything, every problem that he faces, every chaos, that bit of chaos happening in his life is because of leftists. And Donald Trump was trying to prevent that chaos. And this guy went after Trump. Anybody want to make a bet that if you talk to Bezos now privately, he'd tell you, you know what? Donald Trump was right. He's sucked paper. The vortex he created in Seattle is a F5 tornado, and he moved to a state that has, according to him, would be the antithesis of everything that he stands for. He's going to Florida. What a quandary. Because he's sending out the wrong signals. I don't know what his politics are anymore. I don't care. But I will tell you, these cities that keep doing it, Keep doing what you're doing, Democrats. Keep running these people out. And Jeff Bezos, my hope is that you're taking a page out of that other tech billionaire who admitted, what was his name? Chamarri? Do we have that clip?
Voted for Hillary Clinton. I voted for Joe Biden. But this is the honest assessment. The guy did, for the things that he was supposed to do, a good job. And for where every other president found a way to, frankly, make our situation a little bit worse, specifically around wars, he did not do that. And that is a huge accomplishment that I think needs to be acknowledged. As a Democrat who has been left homeless, who is now definitely in the center, but probably leaning increasingly right, I'm left yet again with an appreciation, despite the messenger, of the message of the Trump administration, because what those guys did was pretty incredible in hindsight. These Abraham Accords, the Accords with Israel and the GCC, the almost accord between Israel and Saudi, to really be able to find long-lasting peace is just a real example for the world. And those guys did a lot of really good work. And
it's a miracle, actually, when you look at it. What they did, despite the fact, listen, I'm no fan of Trump, and I am too homeless.
But this is where, can I say this?
But if you want to objectively look at what they did, it was good work. It was great work.
You have to. And in fact, this is a moment where you have to start to re-underwrite, is one's Trump derangement syndrome causing more damage than anything that Trump could have actually done? And I think the answer is yes, because it's now causing us to not see that good work and then embrace and extend it. So much of the work that happened in that administration turns out to have been right. And that's what's so frustrating for me. The work on the border wall. We didn't like the messenger, so we killed the message. Turned out it was right.
He finishes with more examples, but here's what I would say to Jeff Bezos and all of them. Get out of the death spiral of leftism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I was watching this interview of a trucker the other day, and he was discussing trucking and green energy and stuff like that. I got to tell you, I was blown away. We got to play this clip. You are going to be blown away when you hear this guy talk about the cost of stuff, and he's doing it on the fly. This, you, give me academia. Give me a professor. I would put this guy up against any of them as it relates to climate change, electric vehicles, etc. You're about to get a master's class. You better hold on here. Don't you go nowhere. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. This is a dude after my own heart. Because and do you see the video? He looks like this old corn-fed white boy. Well, I tell you what, you know, they better be doing this here. Let's play the clip. But I want you to imagine the guy, he got his trucker hat on. He's in a blue jean, you know, outfit, blue jeans and a, you know, kind of a jacket. He looks like the dude that just left the truck stop after having some cornbread and chili. Okay? And he's giving this discussion that you're about to hear.
Do you ever see yourself going 100% EV?
No.
And why not?
I mean, maybe. If battery technology gets better, grid infrastructure gets better. But, like, this truck, like, a logging truck uses about 2.5 megawatts of power per day. With extra capacity in the battery means you need a 3-megawatt battery pack. The biggest one is, like, a Tesla Semi, which is, like, a 1 megawatt. Like, so you need 3 megawatts to run an electric truck. That would mean you would need to pack 50,000 pounds, 40, 50,000 pounds of batteries just to do a full day. And then let's say we can even get those batteries down to the same weight where it's reasonable. The grid infrastructure, we haven't invested in our electrical grid since the 1950s, 1960s, 70s. Like, just to give you an example, logging trucks in BC, that's a niche industry. There's a 5,000 logging trucks that haul logs at 2.5 megawatts of consumption per day. That's 12.5 gigawatts of power. Site C Dam has been under construction for the last, oh, I don't know, 15 years at a cost of $20 billion, and that has a 1.1 gigawatt. So a $20 billion dam that takes 15 years to build has a 1.1 gigawatt capacity, and logging trucks, just logging trucks alone, are using 12.5 gigawatts. You would have to flood an area of land the size of Wales to produce that hydropower. Well, like we need a lot to make a fully electric feasible on the North American grid with batteries and all that. But if you can make it more efficient, and you can make it a hybrid, and you can reduce your fuel consumption by 50%, and you can burn that as a generator where it's 1 RPM, running hot, burning cleaner, well, isn't a 50, 60% reduction in emissions a lot better than investing everything into a fully electric technology that's not really going to work for 90% of the applications, meaning that the other 100% are still burning 100% of the diesel?
That was awesome. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I love this guy. Can you go 100% EV? No, he goes, we don't have the battery tech. We don't have the grid infrastructure. Then he goes on to give you the actual statistics. Are you ready? Because you're probably, your head's still spinning like, who? This reporter had to go, who is this academic that knows this stuff cold? Did he skip a beat? Did he miss anything? No, he was spot on. He says the average logging truck takes 2.5 milliwatts of power to run. So you need 3 milliwatts of batteries to be on the safe side. And he says Tesla makes a megawatt. 2.5 megawatts, 3 megawatts needed to be on the safe side. Tesla makes a 1 megawatt battery, and he gives you, it would be 40 to 50,000 pounds of just batteries. Just batteries. Now, I'm going to break this, just so you guys understand what we're talking about here, you need to understand the numbers. 40 to 50,000 pounds of batteries. Well, the average truck, I'm talking long haul truck, by federal regulations, can only carry a maximum load of 80,000 pounds. This is including cargo. A maximum loaded weight of 80,000 pounds. So the actual amount of cargo a big rig can carry depends on the type and weight of the truck when it's empty. But generally speaking, flatbed trailers can load about 48,000 pounds of cargo. Dry van trailers, 44,000 to 45,000 pounds. And refrigerated trailers, what they call reefers, 42,500 to 44,000 pounds. So they can't carry any load because they'd all be carrying their batteries. Yeah. See, do you think that the leftist weenies have thought about this at all? Of course not. Because they don't need to think about it. It's for the existential threat of climate change, man. So he's giving you the numbers. If you wanted to go electric, your batteries would be your payload. You can't carry anything more. Now think about this when you think about payload. Not only has your truck got a certain weight, your batteries have a certain weight. Let's say they relax the federal regulations and let you carry 20,000 pounds of weight. Add that to the truck. Now your 2.5 megawatts of power is more than that. So now you need what? You ready? More batteries. 40 to 50,000 pounds of battery. Then he goes on to talk about the grid infrastructure. Now, let's, for the sake of discussion, pretend that the grid infrastructure was in place. How long do you think it takes to fuel a battery of 3 megawatts? Just, I mean, even at fast pace, how long does it take? Now, I know trucks go across the country. They got to stop at a fuel stop and load up. I don't. My uncle was a trucker, passed away. I never asked this question, but here, whatever amount of fuel that he needs, I'm going to make you a bet that he can get fueled up for his tanker to continue going down the road in 1/10 the time it will take to charge his batteries. That's what I'll bet you. But let's say the infrastructure is in place to do it, and we can make it happen. I still chuckle because what do you think's charging that truck? You think it's some hamster? Is it Ed Begley Jr. on a bicycle back there pedaling? Do they have a bunch of Laotian, you know, laborers back there pedaling to make this energy? Or is it plugged into the grid? Anyway, this trucker goes on, and I love how quickly he pivots. He goes, would you go EV? No, we don't have the battery tech. We don't have the infrastructure. 2.5 megawatts to get a truck down the road. You need 3 megawatts of batteries. The Tesla battery. I mean, he knew the megawattage of a Tesla battery. He knew the weight of the Tesla batteries, what it would cost. He goes, it'd be 40 to 50,000 pounds of weight. But let's say that you did. You know, he goes, the grid infrastructure's not there. We haven't done anything since the 1950s, the 60s, maybe the 70s. It's not ready. But he goes, but let's say that it is. The logging niche in BC, British Columbia. This is a Canadian trucker. And he says, the logging niche. There's 5,000 logging trucks. He knew this. 5,000 logging trucks. He says, each running 2.5 megawatts, which is over 12,000 gigawatts of power per day. It's actually 12,500 gigawatts of power per day. Then he pivots to the dam that is a hydro dam. He says this dam produces 1.1 gigawatts per day. He goes, it couldn't power. He goes, you would need 10 of, or I think he said 10 or 12, 12 of these dams to power the trucks for just the niche industry of logging trucks. He goes, you'd have to flood something the size of whatever. He picked some place. I don't remember what. But he goes, in order to get that kind of power from a dam that you spent $20 billion to build, you'd have to flood an area the size of North Dakota. I don't know what he picked, but it was something. What a testimony. What a bright guy. He goes, the best thing to do, make it a hybrid. I'm in complete agreement. I said I'd buy a hybrid vehicle. He says you could reduce your fuel consumption by 50%, and the fuel that gets burned acts as a generator. And he says at 1 RPM, which I don't know, he got into some tech there that I can't speak to. But I do agree that if you have an internal combustion engine and it's producing something and you can generate the battery, in other words, charge your own battery so that you can get the car down the road, and it has smart switching that says switch between this one and this one. For example, if you're going downhill, switch the fuel. You're not using any fuel when you're going downhill. Or if you're going uphill, use fuel. Don't use the battery because that's the biggest strain on your vehicle. There are things you could do. We got the technology to do it, but I got to go. But this guy was so bright. I'm floored. I'm glad to know people like him exist.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.